All right, so moving into the NFL, Tim's going to take the lead on this talk because I know nothing about professional football.
Sure.
And I'm proud to admit it. So, Tim, what's going on in the NFL? What should we know at this point of the year?
So, the first thing I want to talk about is New York football, huh? But other than the Jets and Giants be surprising, honestly, the most surprising thing to me is the Packers and the Bucs this year. And, well, I think the Packers might just suck. I think the Bucs actually will still be pretty good. I don't know. Josh is a big Tom Brady guy. I know that. What do you think about the Bucs this year?
I think Tom Brady could have been better so far, but he also could have been worse.
They did lose 21-3 yesterday to the Panthers.
Yeah, not my favorite game from him, personally. I'm excited what the future holds, though.
What do you think they got to change to?
I'm personally leaning towards Tom Brady throwing more touchdowns.
Mm.
Hopefully to Mike Evans.
Well, if Mike Evans didn't drop a 75-yard touchdown yesterday, that would have been helpful. But the Bucs defense is still really good. They can't stop the run, apparently, anymore. But their secondary is still great. Great linebackers. And I have faith in their skill position guys that they'll turn it around. The Packers, on the other hand, are relying on Alan Lazard and Romeo Doubs. So I don't have as much faith there. And
Robert Tonyan.
And Robert Tonyan.
How are y'all's fantasy teams looking?
Not good.
I'm 1-5. I just lost to Tim, actually.
Oh, yeah. I destroyed Josh.
So what's the vibe when you're picking your fantasy team? I've always been fascinated by it.
Like, what do you mean?
Mine's actually been pretty successful this year. I'm 5-1.
Oh, Julia.
I did auto pick, so I have no...
That doesn't count. That's fake.
When you're picking a team, how much are you swayed by sentiment and, like, love for specific players versus, like, playing to win?
I just am never picking Tom Brady, but other than that, it's just good players. I'm not really picking for fun.
Yeah, I picked Tom Brady this year. I kind of regret it.
Yeah,
so.
He's trash.
Do you always pick Tom Brady, Josh, as a Tom Brady fan?
Not always. I try to remove bias.
Well, your team is horrendous.
What are your thoughts on his personal life? Because that's, like, personally, like, all I really...
I think it's affecting the play.
I think it's affecting the play, too.
I think he made the wrong decision. I think he should have just stayed retired. That's my 2 cents.
Yeah, I think part of the reason for the divorce was his continuing.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Eric, you look like you have
opinions. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
Eric.
Let's get Eric.
Come on.
Eric hates Tom Brady very much.
Same.
Eric, I'll share a mic
with
you.
We're talking Tom Brady's personal life. I personally would not have divorced Giselle. I would have stayed with her and treated her with the utmost respect. You guys are lacking some energy, so I figured I'd come in here. The Christian McCaffrey trade is pretty big in the NFL, I'd say. 49ers offense is completely new look. You still have George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, but Christian McCaffrey, like, that offense is completely new now. I'm excited to see what Jimmy Garoppolo can do. Check down merchant, Christian McCaffrey, great guy to throw a check down to, so we'll see what that offense is going to look like.
Kyle Shanahan got a lot of weapons to work with.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Some might say they're the best skill positions in the league.
What do you think of the Eagles, Fava? Think they're going to... Think it's sustainable? You think this is a real Super Bowl contender?
I will forever think that every team out of the NFC East is fraudulent until proven otherwise.
NFC East might be the best division of football this year.
Yeah, but it's the NFC East, so we'll always be fraudulent. And the NFC South is the new NFC East.
That's true, because they're trash.
The Saints suck. The Panthers suck.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers are one game out of first place, and they're what?
2-5.
2-5?
Yeah, and they just traded their best player and Robbie Anderson also, and fired their coach.
Yeah, it's a dumpster fire over in Carolina, and they still beat Tom Brady.
That's everything you need to know about Tom Brady right there. Loser. Big time loser.
All right, and on that note, let's move into the World Series. If you don't know, I'm from Houston. I'm sitting in a room filled with 5 Yankees fans. Julia, are you?
No. That is actually the... Oh.
Julia, no. Where do your loyalties lie?
I'm more of a Sox girl, but I have been watching a lot of the Mets this year. So
okay.
Basically anything but the Yankees. But I was actually rooting for them against the Astros, I will say. So
something I just feel like I'm constantly having to explain to non-Astros fans. Anyone in Houston will run through a brick wall for the Astros.
They cheated, though.
When the Astros won the World Series, it was in 2017, right after Hurricane Harvey, and the entire city was devastated. Tim, are you going to... like, say something rude after I just said
no,
that.
No, that's why I didn't. I was about to, but I'm not going to now.
But not even that. Like, we all know Boston did the same thing. We gladly take your hate because it just fuels our fire. There are only 5 players left from that 2017 team, and it's our 4th World Series in 6 years. Houston has absorbed the negativity, internalized it, and converted it into fuel. And that scorn has made the team really mentally strong. And... It's led us to a postseason run that has been literally perfect. And I just think that, like, when you go through adversity, the way that this team has been villainized, it makes you stronger. And I think an Astros win is inevitable. But I am biased. I do bleed orange. I see all the guys smiling as they want to get in on bashing me.
I'm kind of loving the Phillies energy, though. They came out of nowhere. I didn't think the Phillies were going to be the one to make it this far of as well.
Should we go lineup, starting, pitching, bullpen? Who's got the edge? Fab, I feel like you'd know this best.
I don't know. I'd say right now the lineup, I'd probably give the slight edge to the Phillies just because of how the top of the lineup performed in the past few games, especially in that game five. I think you had Reese Hoskins has 5 home runs this postseason. Bryce Harper, NLCS MVP, probably just had the biggest swing of his entire career, which says a lot for a guy with 2 MVPs under his belt. You have Kyle Schwarber, who hit the 488-foot home run in San Diego. Gene Segura is another guy who's going to play solid defense up the middle. The Astros also have Yordan Alvarez. Jeremy Pena seems to be the next Randy Arozarena. Jose Altuve, although he hasn't been hitting this postseason, is still Jose Altuve. Kyle Tucker, Martin Maldonado, even at the 9-hole, is performing. You have Chaz McCormick hitting big home runs against the Yankees.
He's a killer.
Bregman is in there,
Bregman,
too. So the lineups, I'd say, I mean, 2 teams going to the World Series. I would hope that they have 2 great lineups. I'd probably give the edge to the Phillies just because of how hot the big stars are.
Starting pitching, I feel like, is also pretty close, but probably the Astros.
I hate Verlander, the fact he's on the Astros, but I think he's probably the best right-handed pitcher of this generation. I think he's the best right-handed pitcher, and Clayton Kershaw is best left-handed pitcher. When it's all said and done, they'll probably be 2 top 10 pitchers of all time. It's tough to, you know, say that the Phillies might have a better rotation given that just Verlander's 39 and is probably going to win his third Cy Young this year. But you have Zach Wheeler on the other side. You have Aaron Nola. The Phillies are too deep in that rotation with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler, but the Astros have Verlander, Framber Valdez, Javier, and then you also Lance McCullers. You can spin any 4 pitches at any time. So I'd probably give the slight edge to the Astros just because they're 4 deep in that rotation. I think the Phillies are probably only 2 deep. You have Ranger Suarez as the 3rd guy, but, you know, Astros probably get the slight edge there.
Yeah, and the Astros bullpen has been on fire in the postseason. What, 2 runs in like 33 innings or something like that?
Yeah, it's absurd what that bullpen is doing. They came in that 18-inning game against the Mariners and I think had 13 shutout innings. It's absurd from top to bottom. Rafael Montero has been huge. Ryan Pressly, I think they definitely have the edge there. They absolutely shut down the Yankees in that entire series. So I'd probably give the edge to the bullpen to the Astros right now.
Yeah, if you have to make a prediction.
I refuse to pick the Astros, so I'm going to go Phillies in 6.
Yeah.
But that's probably going to be wrong.
Say Phillies in 7. But
that's what you say, Tim?
Yeah.
Shaw?
It's Phillies in 6.
I'm going to go Astros in 4.
The perfect playoffs.
My man, Josh. Julia?
I'm going to say Astros in 6, but I'm rooting for the Phillies.
Demi, and what about you?
I'm thinking like Astros in 6. Yeah. I think it'll be fun. I just feel bad for Dusty Baker. He has to go back up to the North. He looked so cold in all the Yankees home games with like his gloves on.
He's fine.
And I do think, though, Tim, we are out of the woods. I think our friendship did survive this past series.
I was never even upset. Like, it wasn't even a series. Like,
yeah, I came into that not expecting the Yankees to win, but a singular win. Yeah,
I was expecting at least 5 games.
Like. Any offense out of a guy not named Harrison Bader would have been nice to come by.
Didn't y'all want Houston though?
I did not want Houston. I never said I wanted Houston. I don't know when sports fans are going to learn that when you chant we want a certain team that is astronomically better than you, it's probably going to end poorly.
All right.